Thank you very much, Mr. President, and we thank the panelists for their very insightful remarks, and also the Secretariat for a very useful document on the changing geography of trade and its relationship with maritime transport. As we also stated in our statement on Monday, that the increase in the cost of maritime transport, as well as the uncertainty surrounding the deliveries, is extremely alarming, and we really hope that these short-term trends do not continue in the long term. A very brief national update. In our own country, we have two main international deep-sea ports, and with increasing national demand, we have been working not only on improving the existing infrastructure, but also developing a new deep-sea port in Gwadar, Pakistan. We really hope that due to this new port's close proximity with global shipping lanes, including the oil shipping routes, as well as its close proximity with the landlocked countries in Central Asia, we hope that this port would be able to play a major role in the regional as well as global maritime transport in the near future. I would just like to draw this Commission's attention to a related issue, that is the supply chain management of agricultural commodities. That may not be the direct topic under discussion today, but could be a potential topic for our consideration in the future. As we are aware that many developing countries, they depend on agricultural commodities. They make a major share of their overall GDP, trade, as well as the employment of the national labor in this sector. But due to weak supply chain systems, including the lack of internodal storage capacities, as well as the perishable nature of many of the agricultural commodities, a large number of agricultural commodities are wasted each year. So, I mean, this is something that we can talk about maybe in our next commission, or maybe in the future commissions. I'm new to UNCTAD. I'm not sure if UNCTAD has already worked on this topic, but maybe I just wanted to put it for your consideration. Thank you.